TIC Productions presents India's premier Bollywood podcast. You're listening to Bollywood Weekly. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya and here with me is Ashwin Chabria.
Hi guys, what's up?
Good to have you back, Ashwin. And a belated happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks.
Did you do anything exciting for your birthday?
No, it was a very ordinary day. I was at work all day. In fact, it was a middle of the week birthday. Those kind of birthdays suck. But I got dinner with family later, so that was good.
Cool. And then the next day, you went and you watched Toilet Ek Prem Katha.
Yeah, I did. I don't regret it, though. Wasn't a very bad movie.
But you thought it was bad, generally?
So I like the fact that it's coming out with a message, and it's obviously an issue that everybody is battling with in the rural districts of the country. I did think it was something that deserved more of like a short film or something that I think it was overstretched to just convey what it was trying to.
Yeah, I think I came out feeling quite positive or good about the movie in terms of because the underlying, like you said, the underlying message and story is quite nice. And that in the end is what sticks with you. But especially in the first half of the movie or the first one third of the movie, I was like very uncomfortable with everything that was happening. And my biggest problem with the movie is the fact that even though the message is very progressive and very positive, it's kind of this like, again, this brand of fake or selective feminism and selective progressiveness that Bollywood has somehow started to display. And so, you know, and I think this comes across especially in the way Akshay and Bhumi's relationship kind of starts and comes together. So obviously when the song Hasmat Pagli came out, Akshay Kumar got, and the movie in general got a lot of negative attention and got a lot of flack for it being another song that just kind of glorifies stalking.
It's the same thing, right? Like, that whole outside the college, take your phone out and, you know, sneakily capture like a few pictures. Like, that's been on even, I think, right from the Varun Dhawan movie, which was that?
Yeah, Badrinath Ki
Dulhaniya. There's a bunch of movies that just kind of glorify this form of thieving.
Yeah, but this is, and I found so much more blatant because he literally is like covering his face and like sneakily taking photos with his phone.
Yeah.
And for a minute, you know, so obviously when the promos came out, it's just the song and you see this. In the movie, they actually kind of try to address it. And so, you know, Bhumi confronts him and is like, what is this? Why have you taken these pictures without my consent, etc.? But then the way they resolve it is eventually there is a bigger confrontation because he continues to follow her. And then she gives this whole big speech of, you know, you guys think just because you're men, you can follow a girl and she'll fall for you and whatever. And to which his response is, oh, like, I'm fully desi from the inside. And, you know, if you want to just like find some, even though I'm only 12th pass, I have like jigger and whatever this nonsense. And if you want, you know, if you want to go with some normal Dr. IIS type, then go. But if you want romance in your life, then I'm your guy. And
yeah, and that's it. That's all it took for her to get convinced that he is the guy for the rest of her life.
And first of all, it's like, you know, Bhumi has raised all these completely valid points, which are like a problem in our society. And his response is just like, I am what I am, take it or leave it. A. And B, his whole attitude is like, it almost turns it around on her as though like he is in the right and she is in the wrong. And then the way they show the resolution is that then now she starts stalking him and taking pictures.
Yeah, that was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, you had a problem with it, and your way to approach this whole situation is, wait, the same?
Yeah, and so then it again, it undoes all the good work and the positive thing of having that confrontation. So it's again, it is like, you know, they'll, when it's convenient for them, make her progressive and feminist, but then eventually it all just comes back to her being whatever. And the other issue that I had is just, you know, in terms of how the story, and I understand it had some bearing on the stories, but, you know, when they are in the quote unquote courtship phase and they are meeting each other and going around and etc., and they make a whole big deal about how Bhumi is modern and she's educated, and they have that whole sequence with the cycle where she wants to ride a men's cycle, and she gives this thing about like, it's okay to have this panel in the middle because now that panel was removed because earlier in this 18th century women
were wearing dresses. Yeah.
And now women wear jeans. So it's like, and you know, and that whole thing is like nice. And while they are, you know, kind of going around together and dating, quote unquote, nobody seems to have any problem with it. But as soon as she is married and she goes to his house, her entire wardrobe changes and it becomes this whole, you know, typical saris and salwars and all of that. And it's you know, it's fine if you want to wear traditional clothes if that's your choice, but it seems very clear from the movie where she's established that she, you know, does not want to do that and is very happy wearing jeans and stuff. But suddenly, as soon as she comes into Akshay Kumar's house, she is wearing salwars and wearing these things. And like, now, you know, suddenly people have a problem, like her, Akshay Kumar's dad has a problem with her not covering her head or things like that. Whereas before, when they were just going around together, nobody seemed to have any issue with it. So things like that just kind of made me, kind of rubbed me the wrong way and made me uncomfortable for the first like one third of the movie, but which is all about their, you know, relationship and coming together. But once the movie actually gets to the crux of the point of her wanting to have a toilet or wanting to have access to a toilet and Akshay Kumar trying to make her happy and solve that, I thought there then the film, you know, kind of picks up and becomes a lot more interesting and a lot more fun. And so it kind of, I felt, recovered a little bit as the film continued to progress.
Yeah, and I think what helped the whole storyline was the dialogues. I think they were really punchy. And I think especially Divyendu Sharma, Akshay Kumar's brother, was pretty on point with the whole right timing, the dialogue in the right time. Like, you know, it kind of had a lot of applause, a lot of cheer. At least in the theater I was watching, Divyendu got more cheers for dialogues than Akshay Kumar. I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah, I think what the film did a good job in, but I felt it could have done more of, is there was actually a lot of like reasonably clever humor and a lot of just like subtle behavioral things. Like, for example, when, you know, and sorry, listeners, spoiler alert, in case you want to watch this movie, there is the part of their plan to make a, to get a toilet built and push the government into action is they decide to get divorced and they make it a big issue, and like everyone in the village is flustered because they feel it's a, you know, it's an insult to them if a divorce happens in their village and it hasn't happened for like centuries and whatnot. And it becomes a whole big media storm. And Akshay, you know, they go inside and they sit down and Akshay Kumar just looks at her and he's like, itne log shaadi pe nahi aaye the jitne talaq ke liye aaye
hain.
And he's like, shaadi ka video ab tak dekha nahi hai, talaq ki to live telecast ho rahi hai. And stuff like that was really funny. And there were, you know, it was like random moments sprinkled here and there, but I felt like the film, the story itself is just so quirky and so has potential for a lot of, you know, humor and a lot of nuances. Whereas I felt like, you know, it at times it played it a little too straight and too obvious.
Correct. That's what I was saying. Like, it addressed the whole toilet issue to like the depths of it. When there's a lot of other feminism issues in the process of which also they could have been addressed, right? It was just the whole Sandhar thing that they picked up and kind of on a bigger yarn than necessary. I felt at least.
No, I
because I think subtlety is definitely not the strength of this director. He was very, very explicit in terms of everything that had to be spoken. Like the mention of the word Sandas is at least there like 100 times in the movie.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I mean, they keep, in like the last 5 minutes, they keep repeating that line, you know, agar biwe chahiye paas to hona hai sandas. Like, you see, you get the point after you say it like once.
Yeah, you get the point after the point. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think, yeah, in terms of the writing and how they treated it, there was definitely room for improvement there. The other thing that I read in a lot of reviews or saw a bit of, you know, negative reception about was the fact that it in the second half becomes a bit of a propaganda tool in terms of making it absolving the government of responsibility and making it just like it's your fault and you guys, like as a society, we haven't done that. Which I understand the whole object of, you know, holding a mirror up to society and making us realize our errors, which is good. But I feel like it's a little, obviously, you know, this movie has a lot of ties to the Swachh Abhiyan movement and open defecation and government initiatives, basically. And I felt like it was a bit convenient to kind of just slot these things in there. There was even one sequence where they specifically kind of blame previous governments and tried to glorify the current one. But I felt it to be actually much less of a distraction or an issue than it was made to seem in some of these reviews and some of the things that I read.
Sure. Yeah, it could be. But that's also because Akshay Kumar won the award recently that they feel like he's cozying up to the whole government, and in his film is kind of promoting the government.
Which, I mean, in itself, like, I don't have a problem with that because, you know, it's good that a film like this is made for a mass audience, which brings these issues to light. And, you know, Akshay Kumar, for all the flaws and for all the things that were not addressed in the movie, it does still address a very important issue in a way that is accessible and relatable to audiences and gets the message across. And Akshay Kumar is, outside the Khans, probably the biggest like actor and superstar in the country. So if anything, I'm actually okay with him using his position to get more films like this made. He's also, you know, working on Padman, which is, of course, produced by Twinkle Khanna. So I'm actually fine with the fact that someone in his position is using that influence to make content that is positive and that has a message, as compared to, you know, the last movie we reviewed on the podcast was Jab Harry Met Sejal. So,
oh, that was so terrible. I don't even know. Did you like it?
No, it was horrible. It was very strange. So, you know, you don't see a Salman or a Shah Rukh taking those steps. Amir Khan still has done that in the past, and, you know.
No, I haven't watched that movie, but I've heard so much shit about it that I decided not to go.
Yeah, it was probably the right move. But I mean, again, like, the good thing is, you know, Jab Harry Met Sejal obviously flopped miserably at the box office, which is a good thing. Toilet is doing well, which I think net is still a good thing, although it doesn't solve all the things or address all the things it could have done, but it does at least for the open defecation issue and the whole, it kind of touches upon the issues of women's safety and respect, but again, like we've discussed already, it then undermines it by showing other aspects which don't, you know, go about that.
Yeah.
But
I also thought that the movie was quite hurried in the end, you know, the way they ramped things up. The rest of the women in the Lota party get convinced very easily to kind of get on board with supporting her.
Correct.
The whole falling in love with Akshay Kumar was just like one, he needed 5 lines to convince her. In fact, then he starts playing hard to get. Like, everything turns around very quickly and conveniently for the conclusion.
Yeah, I agree. The climax is very, definitely very convenient.
Like, there's this one point in the village when everybody is in the Lota party without Bhumi Padnekar is criticizing her, and then there's this one woman who says "Hamara kya," and then that's it.
Sudden turn.
The next scene is them revolting against their husbands, house in and house out. Like,
I did like though the way they showed the fact that even though Bhumi was taking this issue beyond just her and her personal preference and saying, it's something for all women, a lot of the pushback she faced was from women themselves. I felt like that was a very powerful thing, and they did a good job of showing it and communicating that point. They also, I think, did a good point of addressing how people just conveniently use sanskar and tradition and to just suit their needs. Like when people are, you say that in your own house, having a toilet or defecating is makes it impure or something, but you have no problem going in the Ganga or like throwing your trash in the Ganga. I thought like stuff like that was done very nicely. The conclusion was very convenient. There were also like a few things were just happened very, there were a lot of kind of loopholes. So for example, Akshay Kumar at one point decides to build a toilet in his house and get it made. And then, you know, his dad and who is a pandit and gets the village panchayat and they break it down. The thing is, this happens more than halfway through the movie. And when I was watching this, I was like, okay, if you were able to actually get this whole thing made and get the construction made, why did you wait till now? Why wasn't that just like your first response when Bhumi said, I want a toilet, instead of trying to go through all this other stuff? And B, he just said one day, I'm making a toilet, and he gets everything done, and his dad is just sitting there and watching. And it's like, if the dad had such a problem with it in the first place, where he goes and he breaks it down, like, why did he let it happen to start with? So, stuff like that was just, you know, done to have that dramatic scene. Not very logical.
Like, his dad was so angry throughout the movie. Like, Sudeep Pandey didn't have a happy face ever.
Yeah.
I don't, like, his face always had a frown. Like, I'm like, okay, maybe now you will smile. No. But in the end, he finally manages to put a smile on his face.
Yeah, I felt like even him, his character was just, like, too much of a caricature-ish negative villain.
Yeah.
Typical.
Correct.
Anupam Kher was quite funny, but his character was also really random.
True, they could have done more with him.
Yeah, they could have definitely done a lot more with him. But yeah, I mean, I think overall it was a pretty good movie. I think it's been... I unfortunately missed Lipstick Under My Burqa, so I will exclude...
Oh, you did?
I did miss that. You watched it?
Yeah, I did. It was a good, bold movie.
Okay, we'll come back to that because we haven't covered it, so I'd like to get a quick view on that. But I'm saying excluding that which I haven't seen, I think Bollywood has been on a streak of fairly extended mediocrity, so I feel like this is at least slightly punching above the grain.
and I think Bhumi did a good job.
Yes, that is true. Bhumi did a very good job. I think Akshay Kumar also, he kind of, in this movie, I felt he just did what is expected of him and what he's been doing. I don't think he really exerted himself much. Apart from, you know, there were a few funny moments and where his comic timing really came to light. But the whole romantic angle where he is talking to her, he actually does come across as really creepy. And the fact that, you know, they try.
I'm sure he didn't use that kind of skill to win Twinkle Khanna. I don't know how they got together, but she would have slapped him if he went with a phone and kind of tried to take a picture of her.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, they try to address his age kind of head on in the film. So they make it that he's a 36 or 37 year old guy. But he does look significantly old and older than Bhumi, which I actually found surprising because, we did the, as part of Filter Copy, we did the video with him. In person, he actually looked a lot better and younger than he did in the movie, which is surprising.
Wow.
I mean, I think part of that is also obviously that in the movie, he's meant to be, the setting is a rural area in UP, as opposed to when he came to meet us, he was obviously dressed stylishly and had makeup and hair and everything done. So that will obviously play a factor, but he did look kind of ragged in the movie.
That's true.
But I was saying, reasonably good movie I've seen after a while. I feel like most of the movies I've seen recently, Jagga Jasus was another one.
I didn't watch that either.
That one again was a great first half and then let down by a poor second half. So it also had flaws. This is, I think overall, I would recommend watching this
just that it was a little long, according to me. Otherwise,
and I think all of that could have been solved by cutting that whole romantic track in this at the start of the movie.
Yeah,
and you know, maybe paying a bit more attention to the end, probably. Cool, but like Akshay and Bhumi have also been doing a lot of nice, good initiatives, bringing the whole open defecation thing to light. So I know they did a campaign with Book My Show to get like 16 or 17,000 kids from less fortunate backgrounds in these, you know, rural areas in UP, etc., to actually go watch this movie and raise awareness and make sure that the message comes across.
Uh-huh.
So, like I said, I mean, you talked about Akshay Kumar. It's nice that someone is using his influence and using the movies to spread positive messages and positive awareness. Cool. Moving on then to trailers. Since the last episode was the first one after a while, we covered a whole bunch of trailers. So we won't go through all of them again. But the first one we're going to cover today is Fukre Returns. What did you think of that one?
I think it was good. But I feel like it'll be difficult to match up to Fukre 1, as is with every sequel that has a problem, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be as good as Fukre 1. That's my only worry.
I actually, you know, for some reason, despite of the obvious success and of the movie, I didn't really enjoy Fukre 1 either. In fact, I mean, I watched it, on TV, and I kind of didn't, like, I watched it halfway and then kind of just got bored and didn't even finish watching the movie.
That's strange. I remember laughing and laughing and laughing in the movie.
Maybe just the humor was too deli, for lack of a better word.
Right.
But I somehow didn't enjoy it. So again, the trailer for this just felt more of the same. So I can understand why it will have a base and an audience, but I didn't find it that.
Are you subtly taking a dig at me here?
I'll let listeners decide that one.
I am not Delhi, but whatever that means.
I'm not saying it as a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a very different type of of humor and a thing that I maybe don't find relatable. And again, I'm going to plug Filter Copy here, but the first ever video Filter Copy did was Stuff Delhi Boys Are Tired of Hearing. And it went insanely viral, and everyone kind of loves that video who's watched it. And to me, I think it's like one of the worst videos that we've ever made.
Okay.
And like, I just do not identify with any of it. So I think it's more of a dig.
Makes
it's more
sense.
Of a dig at myself, at my inability to appreciate different types of humor.
modest. Sure.
Good save. Yeah, okay, so the next video, the next trailer we're going to discuss is Simran, which is Hansal Mehta's next film. A lot of controversy about it, which died down pretty quickly once, you know, nepotism came back to the fore.
I mean, that debate's been doing the rounds for a while now.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's in it.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's tweeting about nepotism. I'm like, you're also talking about it? The whole world is talking about it.
Yeah. So, I didn't really know what to make of this trailer, to be honest.
I mean, it was pretty, like, queen-like in terms of the general, she's in a new country, she doesn't know that much of English, and she's trying to impress men, and then suddenly some Indian man. I'm like, okay.
What
is this guy doing here?
Yeah, I felt like the whole thing is just like trying to capitalize on the whole queen vibe, but which is my the actual subject of the film is about, you know, she's a struggling like kleptomaniac, and you know, she has her whole personal issues and how she deals with that. But I feel like the trailer just does not get that across at all, and I feel like this will, you know, this has all the signs of tamasha, where you have a serious subject matter and a interesting message, which gets completely ruined because of how they marketed the movie. They marketed Tamasha like a rom-com, Ranbir, Deepika, Imtiaz, etc. Whereas then people came to the movie and found something completely different. And I feel like Simran runs the risk of doing the same thing. And therefore, I feel like I'm not able to judge the film in terms of, I feel like the actual product might be a lot better, but the trailer, again, I found very underwhelming. And I found like Kangana's whole queen act is getting a bit repetitive now.
Repetitive, yeah, that's what even I felt. I mean, she does a good job. She's hardworking and she nails the acting bit of it. But again, the personality that she's gathered here is pretty similar to what she had in Queen.
So yeah, I mean, that is also, I mean, not sure how it's going to do. And finally, the last trailer was Newton.
What do you think of it?
Starring Rajkumar Rao. This is, of course, just a teaser, not a full trailer. But I'm reasonably upbeat about it. It's kind of done the rounds on the festival circuit already to mostly positive responses. I'm a really big fan of Rajkumar Rao. I thought he was fantastic in Trapped. And I feel like, you know, this is the kind of character and the kind of movie that will really suit him. He's a slightly quirky guy, but who takes on a mission and who feels strongly about something. Again, the subject of the movie doesn't necessarily come through that clearly, not the subject of the movie, but the, I don't know how to talk about it, how to explain it, but the movie is about fair voting practices and not having rigged voting. And the setting is kind of, he's sent to this Naxalite town and, you know, he has to deal with protests and all of that. So this teaser just brings up the kind of voting issue and introduces him to his character. So it doesn't go that in depth, but I feel like it already gives you an idea of, how the character is going to play out, how the movie is going to play out without revealing the story. So I feel like it's a good thing and I feel it's a movie I'm interested to see.
Yeah. And I think I'm personally a fan of Rajkumar Rao because the movies he's done in the past have been either real skill or even targeting issues that have not been touched. Like Shahid was one such movie that I really liked. He was so underrated in that. And then he went on to do Kai Poche. Though the movie didn't do so well in the box office, I thought he did a good job. So there was always, and now there's Bareilly Ki Barfi. He's coming out.
Correct.
Along with, yeah. So that'll be good too. Looking forward to both of those movies, actually. I'm a Rajkumar Rao fan.
Yeah. Cool. We discussed a whole bunch of trailers last week. We won't go through all of them, but any other trailer or movie that you're particularly excited about that you've seen recently?
I'm looking forward to Bareilly Ki Barfi. Because I like Kriti Sanand and I think even Ayushman's making a comeback. So that'll be fun. And yeah, you said you hadn't watched Lipstick Under My Burqa, so you should watch it. It's a good movie.
Yeah, so I'm going to now put the third filter copy plug in here. But we also did a video with Kriti Sanand and Ayushman Khurrana.
Oh, you did?
We did. Wow. So that is...
Oh my God, she's gorgeous.
She's actually, I feel like, looks much better on screen than in real life.
Hope Kriti Sanand does not listen to this podcast.
No, I feel like that may also have to do with her wardrobe choices. I hope her wardrobe team also doesn't listen to this podcast. but like every time I met her, she's been wearing these like really kind of eccentric... flowy dresses, and of course this is coming from me, I have zero fashion sense, zero sense of what looks good and doesn't, but I feel like it kind of just doesn't necessarily suit her compared to like what she's worn in her movies or in other stuff like that. But they were both of course fantastic to work with. Ayushman was like amazing.
He's super chill. He's
super down to earth, super chill.
That's nice. What did you do with them? Like, just like a video? Like,
so the video is called Things People in Small Towns Are Tired of Hearing.
Okay.
So okay. I think the title is pretty self-explanatory. So you guys can look out for that one.
Nice.
But, we got sidetracked a little bit there. Going back to Lipstick Under My Burqa, what was your, thoughts and response to it?
I like the movie because... of two things. One is it went all out in terms of what it wanted to convey. It wasn't subtle about anything. So I like the fact that Ratna Pathak Shah, Konkana Sen all assumed different roles and targeted different aspects and vulnerabilities that women kind of face either at 30 or 50. So the whole point of the movie was, you know, the insecurities can come up at any age. We need to be open to deal with them. And I like the direction. So it was a good movie.
Yeah, that is unfortunately something I missed, but I will definitely catch it soon and maybe do a podcast, make a podcast about it, even though the time has passed, because I think it is, you know, from everything I've heard, it is a pretty important and critical movie.
Yeah.
In terms of the message.
I think the whole cast also did a podcast with AIB.
They did, yes.
That was also very interesting to listen to.
Yeah. Cool. I think that is all we have for this week.
Awesome.
Thanks, Ashwin, for being here. And look forward to Bareilly Ki Barfi next weekend.
Same here. See you.
Cool. See you. Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.